And having walked through row upon row of graves, I finally came to the long, curving back wall. And amid almost 35,000 other names inscribed there, I eventually found my great-uncle, Pargeter, R.G. I don't know how I was expecting to feel, but what struck me at that moment was the scale of the sacrifice. It's easy to try and describe these events using figures and statistics, but perhaps it's not until you find a name that links you and your family that you truly understand what was given for the sake of our freedom. One can't help but cast one's thoughts to our own times and the young men and women who are at war today. Of course, we all have our own feelings about that. My Uncle Rupert was a pacifist and faced criticism and rejection from his family for refusing to fight. Nevertheless, he still laid down his life on the field of battle. He was a stretcher bearer. And today our men and women risk their lives too, daily, in the many areas of conflict in our troubled world. I went to Ypres to honour the memory of my great uncle. This morning, I join with you all to pay tribute to every name on every wall and gravestone in every war cemetery around the world. We must never forget what they have given for us.
There. Well done.
Not everyone was quiet.
Hmm?
On the telly, I could hear an aeroplane.
Well, they can't turn the engines off, can they? They fall out of the sky.
Hello, folks.
Come on, you can go back to your game now.
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
I'm playing Sonic.
Oh, give me a minute and I'll come and join you.
You missed the minute silence.
Did I?
My father always made us observe it.
Oh, yeah?
His brother was killed in North Africa, 1943.
Oh, right.
Oh, it's sad, isn't it, seeing fewer and fewer of the old veterans every year?
Yeah, sorry. Are you going to watch the rest of it?
Oh, no. No, I need to go and peel the potatoes.
Kathy, I told you.
Kenton.
Jamie and I are cooking lunch.
I thought you were playing on the computer.
Yes, and then we'll do the roast.
Yeah, but it needs starting now.
Well, then we'll start it now. No, listen to me. You are not putting a foot in that kitchen. My sous chef and I have got it all sorted.
Yeah, but I need to do something.
No, what you need to do is relax.
No. No, I think maybe I'll go for a walk. Oh, Jill, that's beautiful.
I think Phil was quite right not to give it to you in Birmingham.
Oh, yes.
Well, the station's so different now from how it was. It used to have a wonderful great iron and glass roof.
I never knew that were where he proposed.
I'm not sure he was expecting to.
You can just see it, can't you? The steam and the smoke, the puff of the engines.
I suppose. But back then I was a sales rep, you see, travelling all over the country.
Ah,
Nigel!
And then Phil caught your eye.
You had to do quite a bit of persuading.
Excuse me, I'm sorry to interrupt.
Oh, hello.
Nigel, I just wanted to say how moving I thought your speech was during the service.
Oh, well, thank you.
Your trip to Belgium clearly had a profound effect on you.
Yes, very much so.
Anyway, that's all I wanted to say. I'll leave you to it.
All right. Take care, Linda.
Are you walking, Clary?
Yes. Oh, yes. Now it's time I were getting back.
Wonderful. Right. Well, nice to see you.
Yes, you too. Robert and I are looking forward to your celebrations on Friday.
Oh, yes, of course. And we're getting excited.
Oh, good.
Bye now.
Bye, Linda. Bye, bye Clary.
See you soon.
Well, how about you, Jill? Are you and Phil looking forward to Friday?
Well, yes, of course.
I have to tell you, Lizzie's really thrown herself into the preparations.
I know she has.
I think there might be a few surprises.
She's a nice enough girl, I suppose.
They must have been seeing each other for some time now.
Since the summer.
Kathy! Hello.
Morning, Linda.
How nice to see you. How are you?
Oh, yeah, I'm fine, thank you. Hi, Clary.
Morning.
I've just been over to your house, actually.
Really?
I was hoping you might be in.
Oh, didn't Robert tell you?
No.
He should have known I'd be on my way back.
No, he wasn't in either.
Right, I see. He must be out walking Scruff.
Ah. I've been banished from my own home, you see.
Eh?
Yeah, Kenton's insisted on cooking Sunday roast. Won't let me anywhere near the kitchen.
Oh, well, that can't be bad, can it? I don't see Eddie do something like that.
Would you like to come over now?
Would that be all right?
Of course.
Well, that'd be good. Don't think I can kill any more time walking about.
Then come and sit in my kitchen.
Oh, thank you.
We'll have a good chat. Bye-bye, Clary.
Oh, right. Yeah, I'd better get myself inside.
Got a nip in there.
Yeah, it is cold.
Bye then.
Yeah. Oh, if I smell burning from next door, I'll know it's just Kenton's cooking.
Right,
bye.
Clary. Oh, Kenton, where did you spring from?
I heard you talking.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean that about the burning.
What? No, that doesn't matter. Clary, what do you know about Yorkshire puddings?
Oh, Kathy. Oh, you poor girl.
I thought you must have realised what had happened.
Well, obviously I had an inkling.
I didn't want to hide it from you any longer.
And it was after a rehearsal in the village hall?
Yeah. 16th of December, 2004.
But how? Oh, I'm sorry.
No.
I just don't understand. Had I left you to lock up?
Yes. It had been quite a fraught rehearsal, actually. I couldn't remember my lines, and I think you were feeling quite stressed.
Yes, yeah, I remember. And Owen?
Yeah, you and everyone else left. Mm. And that's right, I'd agreed to lock up.
Oh, my goodness.
That was when Taylor...
But didn't I come and see you the next day?
Yeah, that's right.
Yes, and you were very upset. Oh. Kathy, I'm so sorry.
You weren't to know.
But I should have realised. And I thought you were just overawed about not being able to remember your lines.
Linda, I was in such a state I wasn't even admitting what had happened to myself.
If only I hadn't left you alone with him.
It's no one's fault.
But it was my responsibility. I shouldn't have left you to lock up.
Linda.
And Owen was only in the Christmas production because Neville Booth dropped out.
Yeah. Taylor, by the way.
What?
Owen's real name. I prefer to call him that now. Mm. Just, it helps me feel a bit...
No, I can understand.
Really, though, Linda, he could have tried it any time. It just happened to be after the rehearsal.
It's just so awful.
Well, I'm sorry I let you down.
Oh, now, Kathy...
No, I've always felt guilty about leaving you in the lurch.
You're being ridiculous. Of course you couldn't carry on doing the show.
I should have said something to you. I should have gone straight to the police. It's only because I clammed up the way I did that it's come to this.
No, you mustn't look on it that way.
You do believe me, don't you?
Well, of course I believe you.
Kathy... It's just I am so aware. I mean, now the whole legal process is turning that... Well, ultimately, it just comes down to my word against his.
Kathy, my dear, I know you haven't made this up. And I completely understand why you kept it to yourself.
I washed, you see, Linda.
Oh,
I was so stupid. I just wanted to get him off me.
Yes, I see.
So there isn't any evidence. That's why I'm sure he's going to plead not guilty next week.
Is that when the trial starts?
No, this is the pleas and case management hearing.
Oh.
They'll set the trial date then, but it might not be for months and months.
Oh, heavens, they do drag it out.
Oh, to be honest... I'm just trying to make it through to the hearing.
Will you be going down to Bournemouth?
Oh, no. No, I couldn't.
No.
I mean, I don't want to have to face him until I really have to. It's only short anyway. I mean, procedure, really. Someone will call me to tell me what happens.
Well, you do know, if you need me, I can always come over.
Oh, thank you. Actually, Kenton's going to take the day off.
Is he? Right.
But that's very kind.
Well, I'm only just up the road. Whenever you want to come over, or just give me a call, day or night, I don't mind.
Yes.
If you're not feeling strong, you know.
Thank you, Linda.
Kathy.
No, I'm okay, actually. I'm really pleased I told you.
I'm so glad you felt you could trust me.
It's very painful to talk about.
Yes.
But at the same time,
of course. Of course it is. It must be terribly lonely keeping something like that to yourself.
Yeah.
But you don't need to worry, you know. Now, look. However you need to deal with this, I might not have been there for you when it happened, but I'm here for you now. All right.
Oh, bless you, Clary. You're an absolute lifesaver.
Oh, I've been making Yorkshire since my mum showed me when I was a child.
Right. Better get a move on. Out of the peas, Chef.
Out of the freezer, Chef.
Good lad. Then you need to put them in with the carrots.
Yes, Chef.
How do you like it now Kenton's living here with you, Jamie?
I think it's brilliant.
Look, mine. Water's very hot.
And it's really easy to beat at football.
I am not.
You are. You're useless.
Hey, whoa, that's plenty.
Do you know Jamie Williams' new girlfriend's got two children? Their mum and dad don't live together no more, just like yours. And he seems really to get on with them.
I think it's good. When my dad's not around, I can play with Kenton.
Yeah, only when your mum lets us.
She says he's a bigger kid than I am.
Oi! Oh, God, that's her now. Okay, quick, Clary, you better go out the back.
Oh, all right, yeah.
She's meant to think that we did this by ourselves.
Oh, right, yeah, well, could I just get the coat?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, there you go.
Yes, Now, you keep an eye on them Yorkshires. You don't want them to burn. Yeah,
no, thanks. Yeah, thanks a lot, yeah, bye. Okay, Jamie, not a word that she was here.
Who?
Good lad. Cathy? Cathy, love, I thought I told you you're not supposed to come into the kitchen.
Is everything okay?
Yeah. Everything's fine. Now, go on.
Well, it certainly looks like you've got everything under control.
Of course.
Oh, are those Yorkshire puddings?
They might be. Now, go and sit down.
All right. I've just been over at Linda's.
Oh, yeah?
It was really good, actually. We had a proper chat about things, you know?
Oh. Really?
Yeah, I'll tell you about it later.
Yeah, do.
And are you sure you don't need any help?
Yes. Now stop disturbing the staff and go and put your feet up. Luncheon will be served shortly.
I had no idea you were such a romantic, Phil.
What, my old pa, the lover of Lakey Hill?
You can make as much fun as you like.
Dad, we're not.
I think it was so sweet what you did.
And there aren't many people Mum hasn't shown the ring to.
Really?
Whoever she bumps into.
Oh.
Now, what should we plant next?
Oh, how about a field maple?
Why not indeed? Dad?
Hmm?
Behind you.
Oh, yes, I'll get it.
I'll move the trailer along with the mulch.
Okay, love. We're not making bad progress, are we?
No, not at all.
Hopefully we can get the whole hedge planted by Wednesday. Now listen, am I making the slits big enough?
Yes, I just thought so.
Good. I'll tag the rabbit guard. Time for another tree.
By the way, David, any luck finding out how the heifers were breaking out?
No, still a mystery. Keeping an eye on them. Hopefully, whichever one's the culprit has got bored.
And Ruth was saying the dairy herd's coming in tonight.
Yeah, that's right. No point letting them damage the grass.
Definitely not.
Hasn't done badly this year, the grazing, considering they had such an awful start.
Yeah, I was speaking to Tony. He's worried about how they're going to get through the winter.
Yeah, to be honest, Dad, so are we. We should have just enough silage, but the energy's pretty poor.
Oh, terrible, isn't it? I've never known a summer like it.
No. You know those lower pastures that got flooded? They've still not recovered yet.
Oh, what time is it? Oh, right. Yes, I'm going to have to go.
Oh, okay, Dad. No problem.
Christine will be expecting me.
What are you taking her into Borchester for?
Well, she needs to buy a present for Peggy.
Why, is it her birthday soon?
It's tomorrow.
Oh, blimey. Ruth? Ruth?
Yeah?
Have we got something for Auntie Peggy? It's her birthday tomorrow.
I know. And it's Daniel and Rory's on Wednesday.
Really? Good job you remember these things.
It's all on the list in the kitchen.
Right. Well,
sorry, Dad, you need to go.
Oh, well, thanks for your help.
Well, as I say, I grubbed the hedge up in the first place, so it's only right I should give you a hand putting it back in.
Well, thanks anyway, and love to Auntie Christine.
Yes, of course.
Bye, Phil.
Bye.
Right. Come on then, you.
What?
I've brought you some lovely mulch. Get spreading.
You're certainly looking very well.
Oh, ta.
Is everything going well with the shoot?
Yeah.
I'm pretty pleased how the season started.
Oh, that is good. George would be ever so proud.
Yeah. You know, I can still hear him sometimes, showing me what to do. When I'm seeing to the birds or trying to hold my tongue with an annoying client.
He never did.
Well, no, but they wouldn't dare argue with him.
And what about this new girlfriend of yours?
Oh, Nick?
I've been hearing encouraging things.
Have you?
Do your family like her?
She
sounds delightful.
Oh, no, she is. She is. But Mum, well, she's still a bit, you know. Nick's got two little ones, and I don't think she's that chuffed about it.
Oh, that's just Mum's for you. She's being protective. As long as you're happy, she'll be fine.
Oh, I hope so, because I am really happy. Well, I'm going over to Nick's place now, actually. Thought I'd surprise her in my lunch break.
Ah, that's nice. I really am pleased for you.
Cheers, Christine.
Chris?
Oh, Phil!
I thought I was taking you shopping.
Yes, yes, you are. Sorry, I just popped out to post a letter.
Oh, afternoon, Will.
Hello, Mr. Archer. Listen, I'd better...
Yes, yes, of course. You get off and see Nick.
Oh, thanks. See you soon, I hope.
Bye, Will.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, he's such a nice young man. This new girlfriend of his, I hope she knows what she's got there.
Yes, he's a good lad.
Reminds me a bit of you, that age.
Oh?
Yes, he's a sweetie.
Oh?
With a heart of gold, no malice.
So, do you need to get anything from the cottage?
No, I don't think so. I locked the front door.
Right, come on then. Let's get into town.
You, still haven't said what you're doing here.
I can't surprise you, can I?
Oh, right.
That's allowed.
Yeah, of course.
Don't worry. I brought my own lunch. I went to the shop before I came.
I see.
Come here. It's lovely to see you.
Oh, Will, mind out.
What's the matter?
Nothing.
Nick? What is it? What's wrong?
I'm just a bit wet, that's all. I've been doing some washing.
What, by hand?
Yeah. The machine's broken and the kids are running out of clothes.
Oh, right. Well, do you know what the problem is? Have you got someone coming round to look at it?
I've phoned a couple of people, but
yeah?
They both reckon there's no point fixing it. It's an old machine, they're not really built to last, so they said let's just chuck it out and get a new one.
That's barmy. Doesn't look that old to me.
That's what they told me.
Huh. So how long have you been washing your clothes by hand?
A couple of weeks.
Nick.
I know, but I can't afford a new machine. Not at the moment. Anyway, I haven't been doing it all by hand. One of my neighbours, bless her, she's been letting me use her washer.
Well, you can't carry on like that. Here, let me have a shifty.
Well, you don't have to.
Do you know what the matter is?
No, it just stopped working. Do you know anything about washing machines?
Oh, I can have a look, can't I? Now, let's see. Is the power on?
Yeah.
All right.
Do you want a cup of tea?
Ooh, coffee would be lovely.
Ah, I'm not sure there's any left.
Tea'll be fine.
Hold on. See, it's just not doing anything.
No.
Oh, you're all right. I haven't finished the jar.
Maybe I'll have a look round the back. Well, I was wondering...
Yeah?
Well, do you fancy coming over one evening this week? Thursday or Friday, perhaps?
No, I can't do Thursday. I'm meant to be going out for a friend's birthday.
Oh, yeah?
It's the big 3-0, so I can't really get out of it.
Why, do you want to?
No, not at all, but, well, it's 15 quid for a babysitter, isn't it? And then there's the meal and the drinks and...
Well, I can look after Jake and Mia if you want.
Really? Would you?
Of course. I can have them over to mine. We'll have fun.
Are you sure?
Yeah. You only had to ask.
Oh, thanks. Oh, Will? Will, have you fixed it?
No, sorry.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm just checking its spin cycle. Well, at least we know it's not the motor. And the pipes are connected.
So?
My best guess is your pump's broken.
Oh.
Don't worry. Just need to get a new one fitted. I've got a mate over in Darrington who'll do it for you.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'll give him a call.
Do you think it'll be expensive?
Well, shouldn't reckon so. Anyway, I'll shout you for it.
No, Will.
Look, it's fine.
That's not fair. I can't expect you to start paying for things for me.
Why not? You're a bit tight at the moment.
No,
and I can afford
really,
it.
Will, I can't. It wouldn't feel right.
What? You'd rather carry on washing everything in the sink? Don't be silly. Hey, You'll start getting horrible rough hands, and that's no good for me.
Well...
So really, I'd only be doing it for myself. Hey, wouldn't I?
All right.
Good.
But you have to let me pay you back.
Love, you don't have to.
But I want to, though, just as soon as I have the money.
Oh, come on, Phil. This is our era.
And I didn't come to places like this then.
That's true.
And even if I did, they didn't have lattes and...
Mochaccino.
No.
Still, it's very nice.
Yes, and mine.
And it's important to support Kenton.
Yes. Do you know what Peggy's doing for her birthday tomorrow?
I think she said Lillian was having them over for dinner.
Ah.
I know she didn't want to make a fuss. I thought I'd take her present over tomorrow morning.
Yes, we shall probably do the same.
Mm. Hey, Phil, thanks for bringing me in.
No, I'm glad I did. I wouldn't have seen the hat otherwise. I wanted a new Panama for the holiday.
See? You always find what you're looking for when you come shopping with me.
How do you mean?
Well, like Jill.
What?
If I hadn't insisted on you taking me shopping for that blouse,
oh,
you'd never have seen Jill demonstrating the house drudge.
No, all right. So I have you to thank for meeting Jill.
Doesn't seem like 50 years ago, though, does it?
Well, no, not with this music playing.
What was it that Mum said to her?
When?
Well, when you first decided to get married, I remember feeling mortified for her.
Oh, that we shouldn't get married in such a hurry because people would only think one thing.
That was it.
Well, they did in those days.
I'm surprised Jill didn't take offence.
Oh, Jill didn't care. She told Mum that people could think whatever they liked.
Oh, dear.
I think she thought Jill was flighty.
Oh, she never did. Mum and Dad loved Jill.
Oh, yes.
We all did. We were so pleased you'd found somebody else.
Mm.
Seriously, Phil, I joke about it, but you and Jill were made for each other. I'm just glad I was there at the very beginning.
It was very sweet of your dad to take Jill up Lakey Hill.
Mm.
Remember that time we went for a picnic up there? We hadn't been together very long. It was a bit nippy, so you lent me your jacket.
Oh, yeah.
That was fine, really. Northern lass. Didn't seem cold to me at all. But you...
Huh?
I thought you were so gallant. Not that you're listening.
Hmm? Oh. Oh, sorry. I'm just trying to return a text. What are you saying?
Doesn't matter.
No, come on.
I was just thinking about all the love affairs Lakey Hill must be responsible for.
Oh, right, yeah, absolutely.
It's a very romantic place.
Makes you wonder what people on the Fens do when they want a bit of housing.
David! You always have to make it crude, don't you?
Me?
Come on, let's get the cows in.
Talking about romance.
Time for milking, you lot.
I don't know what you were thinking.
Hey?
Still haven't spotted which of the heifers is having a go at the electric fence.
Oh, well, we'll carry on watching them.
Bert reckons he saw one having a think about it. She had the devil's own mischief in her eyes, apparently.
Come on, ladies. Come on.
So if you see any satanic-looking cattle...
I'll keep me eye out. Go on.
Oh. Why won't this send?
David, mind out.
Come on. Oh, brilliant. The battery's run
David,
out.
David, the cows!
Yeah. Ow! Whoa!
David!
Ow!
What's happened?
Oh. Where's my phone?
You all right?
Ruth, quick!
What's the matter?
Stop the herd!
What is it? Have you hurt yourself?
My phone!
What?
I dropped my phone! Oh, look! Quickly, they're trampling all over it. Oh.
Honestly, I thought you'd broken something.
Whoa!
David, be careful.
I can't see it.
You are a bit muddy.
Ruth, this isn't funny.
I did see.
Where is it?
If you hadn't been texting.
Oh, well, that's just great.
I think maybe Bert was right.
What?
About the cows having the devil in them.
What do you mean?
Well, they certainly seem to have it in for you.
Oh, All I want to know is that you're going to handle it.
I'm going to handle it.
Because I'd go into Felbsham myself.
I told you last week that I'd go.
Yeah, but I can't get away from the house. Nigel's away doing his heavy horse training.
You don't need to go all the way to Felbsham. I'm perfectly capable of doing it myself.
So you'll pick out the portrait today?
Yes. Today or tomorrow?
Kenton.
Yeah, all right, I'll go and get it today. But I do have a cafe to run, you know. And I have to collect Kathy's car from its MOT.
I just want to make sure everything's in place for Friday.
Yes, and it will be. Blimey. Anyone would think you didn't trust me.
Any wild guesses why that might be?
Yes, haha, most amusing. Look, I'm going to have to go. Frank's giving me the evil eye.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll speak to you soon, yeah?
Oh, and if you want, you can bring the picture straight round here.
Yeah, all right, fine.
Oh, and Kenton?
Yes, what?
Have you spoken to David recently? I can't get through on his mobile.
Why? What do you want to nag him about?
I just wanted to check with him about speeches.
Oh.
And nobody's answering at the house. Have you any idea why I can't get hold of him?
Whoa!
Sounds like you were lucky not to get trampled on the foot.
Yeah.
And the battery's flat, isn't it?
That's right.
So David can't just call his mobile to find out where it is.
Oh, dear.
It was there, just in front of me.
Oh, good voice, babe.
Almost got to it, but then the herd came through and it disappeared under the mud.
Well, I'm sure you'll find it with that.
We'll see.
Clever thinking. I'd forgotten Tony had a metal detector.
I don't think he can have used it for a while.
Well, it worked.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. No, it's the numbers I'm really worried about, though. There must be at least 100 stored in the phone book, and half of them I haven't got written down.
Yeah, it makes me think I ought to check all mine are backed up.
Mm.
Aha! What's that? It's just a tension bracelet.
Oh. Look, I'm hardly helping bringing Spearmint up here. I'll see you later, darling.
Okay, love.
Any idea when you'll be home?
6-ish, I would think.
Right.
But, remember, I've got my meeting tonight.
Oh, yes, of course. See you, David.
Yeah, see you, Sheila.
Bye, love.
Bye.
So, where are you going tonight?
Oh, it's just a work thing.
All right.
Right, I suppose I ought to go and take a look at this sheep of yours.
Okay.
I'll come and find you when I'm finished.
Yeah, hopefully I might have found the wretched thing by then.
Yeah, I'll keep my fingers crossed.
Cheers.
Good luck.
Well, if you need me to give you a lift home...
No, don't worry.
It's got to be better than hanging around here waiting for Kenton to turn up.
Well, only if you're sure.
Of course. Just let me know at the end of the day when you want to go.
Thanks, that's really kind.
Oh, don't be daft. It's not as if it's a long way.
No, but... Well, anyway, thank you.
Are you okay, Kathy?
Yeah. Yes. Well, I'm just a bit apprehensive.
About next week?
Yes. But I've decided not to think about it. Won't make it any better.
No.
So, how are plans going for Friday?
Oh, well, not bad. It's amazing how many people don't RSVP.
Mm.
At least with clients, all you have to do is wait for them to send you the guest list. I'm chasing so many invitations.
People are just busy, I suppose.
Mm. But the decorations are arranged and the wine's in the cellar. Oh, but I do need to check on the cake, though.
I'm sure it'll be fine.
Yeah. It's not as if I don't know what I'm doing. It's just... Well, I suppose because it's Mum and Dad's anniversary.
Of course, you just want it to be special.
Exactly. And now I can't find the address book.
Oh, excuse me.
Where's Nigel hidden it?
Hello, Kenton.
Kathy.
How are things? Have you picked the car up yet?
I've had a bit of a disaster.
No, what's happened? They told me it had passed.
No, it's not the car.
Well, what is it then?
No, it's the picture.
Yeah?
Yeah, the big family portrait thing. It's massive.
What do you mean?
Well, it's huge. It's practically life-size.
Oh, come on.
No, I'm serious. I've just been to the shop. Poor girl could hardly carry it.
But why? How?
I only got inches confused for centimetres, didn't I?
Oh, Kenton.
Is everything all right, Kathy?
Yeah, fine.
Was that Elizabeth?
Yes.
Please, don't say anything. When she finds out, she's going to kill me.
Good news, David. The infection subsided. Don't think we need to pair the hoof back any further.
Oh, that's good.
She's walking all right on it now.
Good hope.
How are you doing?
Oh.
Any luck finding the phone?
No. Although, I have found... Let's see. Three more tension braces.
Ha.
Two nails. Disposable lighter. And the pin off an electric plug.
Ah, so not even any hidden treasure then?
No, afraid not. I'm stunned to think I'm never going to find it.
Do you mind if I have a go?
No. No, be my guest.
I've always fancied the idea of discovering a stash of Roman coins or an Anglo-Saxon burial hoard.
Well, if you could just find my phone. You turn that knob there to adjust the sensitivity.
Oh, okay. I see the heifers are still safely fenced in.
Yep.
You haven't spotted which one was managing to get out?
No. None of them have looked even tempted. Oh, it's a waste of time last week. Twice we had to get them back into the field. And now it looks as though I'm going to have to go into Borchester tomorrow to buy a new mobile phone. I was really hoping I'd be able to finish the new hedge.
Oh, you've been planting it this week?
Yeah, started yesterday. Made pretty good progress, actually. Dad's been helping, and Bert. Probably done about, 60-65% of it.
Oh, good. You tried down here?
I've tried everywhere, Alistair. Hey! Hey!
What?
So it is him!
Who?
It's the new bull. Look at him. He's pushing the fence post down with his head.
Oi! Oi! David, hold on a minute.
Get away from there!
I think I found something.
Thanks for the lift, Elizabeth.
Oh, no problem. It's a good excuse to go round and get the family card signed.
Hayley's looking well, isn't she?
Hmm.
I'd noticed she'd been looking a bit off colour these past few weeks, but she's so much better now.
Well, to be honest, I think she's a lot happier now that everyone knows she's pregnant.
Oh, yes, of course.
Reading between the lines, I think they've been trying for a while. And you don't want to tempt fate by getting excited too early.
No. I suppose you'll need to start looking for someone to replace her soon, at least for a little while.
Hmm.
Bit of a tricky one, really.
Oh, I'm sure we'll find someone. Look, is that Kenton?
Oh, yes.
Oh, fantastic. Well, that's good timing. Let's hope he's got the portrait with him.
Oh, yes. Yes, let's hope so.
Oh, no.
Yeah, hello. Hello there.
What the hell is she doing here?
Kenton!
Honey, darling, you've got Elizabeth to bring you home.
Yeah, she offered.
Kenton, have you got the picture?
Oh,
no. What happened?
Nothing's happened.
So where is it?
Have you got it with you?
No.
I knew it. You didn't go to the shop, did you?
No, you're right, I didn't.
Typical.
Yeah, sorry, something came up at the caff. But I will, I promise. I'll go to the photographers and I'll get the picture and everything will be fine. I guarantee it.
How do you put up with him, Kathy?
I don't know.
Well, you'd better fetch it tomorrow.
Yes, I will. Just relax.
Hmm. Well, while I've got you here, at least I can get you to sign the card.
Yeah, sure. No problem.
You're going to have to watch that one. He's obviously not to be trusted.
Hmm. He's certainly cunning.
Sounds like it.
To push down the fence and then not escape himself.
Yeah, well, that was the thing. When we saw he was still in the field last week, we figured it couldn't be him.
Tricked by a bull, eh, David?
A very wily bull.
Mm. Thank you, Alistair.
Well, at least he can't do it anymore.
Well, why? What have you done?
Well, we stuck him in a field with good old-fashioned barbed wire. Hopefully sometime in there we'll get him out of the habit.
Anything else for the dishwasher?
Oh, don't you have my mug?
Oh, cheers.
Thanks.
What about your phone?
Oh, I know. How did you find that so quickly?
Oh, what can I say? I've just got the knack.
You'll need a new one.
I will.
Oh, that's a shame.
Well, I'm not overly fussed. The SIM card doesn't look damaged, so hopefully I won't have lost any numbers.
Right. I'd best be off.
Oh, okay then.
I'll see you on Friday, David, if not before.
Okie dokie.
Oh. Elizabeth.
Evening, Alistair.
Come on in.
Thanks. Hello.
Evening, Elizabeth.
Oh, hi, David. I just thought I should have brought Daniel's present. It's his birthday tomorrow, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
And Rory's.
Isn't that a happy coincidence?
I'm sorry.
No, don't worry.
I'll pop it by tomorrow.
Sorry, Elizabeth. I've got to go. I'll see you soon.
Oh, before you do, could you sign this card for me?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Oh, what card's that?
Thanks, Alistair.
It's to go with the family portrait. I thought everyone could sign it.
Oh, that's a nice idea.
Have you seen the portrait yet?
There you go, Elizabeth.
That's great. No. Kenton said he'd pick it up today, but he didn't get round to it.
See you soon.
Yeah, bye, darling.
Yeah, hey, thanks for all your help today, Alistair.
No problem.
Bye.
So when's Kenton going to fetch it?
He promised, on his life, that he'd go to the photographer's tomorrow.
You don't sound very hopeful.
No, he promised he'd get it today.
Well, what does it matter? As long as we've got it by Friday.
Oh, you know what Kenton's like, though.
I know he's a plonker, but we all chose the picture. He only had to order it.
I suppose.
Nah, give the poor guy a break. I'm sure he won't mess it up.
I still don't understand how you messed it up.
What can I say? I live in the modern world. I'm a metric kind of guy.
But surely you must have realised it was in inches.
It's not my fault.
Well...
Oh, all right, yes. Yes, it is my fault.
OK. So, how are you going to fix it?
Well, I don't know. When the main chap was out on a job, I only spoke to his assistant.
Oh, so if you go back tomorrow and have a word with him...
Oh, perhaps. Oh, God, what a nightmare.
Because you can't give it to Phil and Jill.
I know.
Not if it's as big as you say.
Oh, God, Cathy, it's enormous. Oh, that's half the reason I left it in the shop. I'd no idea how I was going to carry it down the street.
Well, can't they just print a smaller one?
No, this girl said it takes them at least a week for pictures. I have to send them off for hand finishing or something, and then they're framed.
Kenton, how do you do it?
I don't know. But I'm going to sort it out, okay? No, you're right. I'm sure if I plead my case, make up a sob story or something, he'll be able to rush it through for me.
Yeah, well, I hope so, for your sake.
And if not, then, well, I'll find someone else. Yeah, don't worry. Everything's under control.
There, look. Rory, there's a corner there.
Very usual, Lillian.
Well, give it a pour.
Can I have a sherry, Brian?
Oh, of course. Matt? Ah, whiskey, please.
That's it. Big tear. Oh, goodness. Hasn't Auntie Lillian used a lot of sticky tape?
Ah, just wait until you see what's inside.
What have you got, Rory?
Oh, wow.
Wow, Captain Jack.
Hey, look at that. Now you can dress up like a pirate. And look, you've got a hat and a telescope. Isn't that great? And an earring and rings and a tattoo.
A tattoo? Well,
it's a temporary one, Brian. Hey, Rory, what do you think of that?
Can I put it on?
Oh, say thank you first.
Thank you.
You're very welcome, darling. Can I have a kiss?
What a very thoughtful present, man.
Oh, no, I'm actually right.
Now go on, put the wig on first.
Yeah, it's important to encourage their creators.
That's a sherry, Lillian.
Thanks, Brian. So... how was Mum's birthday dinner last night? Did it go okay?
Yes, I think she enjoyed it.
Jack was away with the fairies, wasn't he?
Matt, don't be cruel.
Well, poor old devil, he got confused with his cutlery. Started trying to eat his smoked salmon with two knives.
Well, I thought he was on very good form. He was telling us all about the early days on the Echo.
I kept having to take him to the toilet, Brian. He didn't know where it was.
Oh, dear.
I could hear him talking to himself in the mirror.
So, what else has Rory got for his birthday?
Well... not a lot so far. He's got his big party on Sunday. Oh, Adam and Ian bought him a toy plane.
Oh, yes. Now, did you like that, Rory?
Can I do a tattoo?
Not just now, darling. Oh, and Ruth and David bought him the Gruffalo.
So, Brian.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, and of course...
did I see you out with the agronomist?
Where is it?
You might have been.
Kate and Alice sent a present from South Africa.
Oh.
I thought that was Adam's job these days.
It's very clever.
Well, normally.
It's handmade out of old wine.
Oh,
depends
sweet.
On whichever one of us is available, really.
Well, you must be happy, Brian.
What's that, Lily?
The toy car. It was nice of Kate and Alice to send a present.
Oh, yes, yeah. Did you see Alice even signed the card?
Oh, did she?
Yes.
Anyway, yeah, our plans for the cereals got the thumbs up.
Well, I should hope so, Brian. Boom times ahead, eh?
Oh, honestly, you too.
What?
It's Rory's birthday, not a business meeting.
Hey, you're okay, aren't you, champ?
I want to put on my tattoo.
Oh, all right, darling. Well, what do we have to do?
Well, I think you just need to wet it.
Can I do it?
Well, just let me read the instructions.
Come on, we're going to get a cloth from the kitchen, Rory. And Jenny.
Oh, okay.
Now, we won't be long.
Keep an eye on him, Brian.
Yes, I will. Hey, look at you. Oh, are you going to make me walk the plank? No, you're right, Matt. No, the high cereal prices have been our saving grace this year.
And I can't see them dropping.
No.
Not with demand from China.
Aha!
Providing we actually get some decent weather next year, we could do very well indeed.
So was Jack really okay last night, then?
Jenny, he was fine. He was really very docile.
Oh, that's good.
I'm not sure that Mum ever quite relaxed.
Well, she doesn't now, does she?
Let me think, actually. Next time we have a big celebration, maybe we should take her out on her own. Won't make any difference to Jack, and Mum really needs a break.
Yeah, it's probably a good idea. Right, kitchen roll will do, won't it?
Yes, I think so. Brian seems a lot more involved in the farm these days.
Oh, it's just business, business, business with those two.
I was under the impression Adam had taken over the day-to-day management.
Yes, he has.
Well, it just sounds to me as if Brian's been getting a lot more hands-on again.
Well, I suppose he's been busy recently, but Lillian, I don't understand. What are you getting at?
I was just wondering if you thought there might be a reason for that.
What?
Well, before Rory arrived, Brian seemed perfectly happy to pass the reins over to Adam and Debbie. And now he's got his little son here.
Oh, Lillian.
I'm happy to be wrong.
Well, you know what Brian's like. He's a farmer. He doesn't know what to do if he's not working.
Okay.
And anyway, we were contemplating an entirely different life back then.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean.
Now, I honestly don't think there's an agenda.
Fine, if you don't think so. By the way, have you heard from Debbie?
Hmm?
Well, you know, for Rory's birthday.
No, nothing. I'm not surprised.
What about Tony?
Oh, Pat sent a card from all the family. And other than that, haven't heard from Roy and Haley yet.
Well, they're probably taken up with all the excitement over the new baby.
Oh, yes. Well, that's wonderful news. And I expect they'll bring something on Sunday.
Oh, well, doesn't really matter, does it? As long as Rory's had a good time.
Yes. And Bridget and Eve have been on the phone. He enjoys talking to them.
It sounds to me like he's had a wonderful fifth birthday.
Yes. And that's the most important thing, isn't it?
Come on, you'll have a good time.
I'm only saying, Horrid House isn't really my thing.
Well, it'll be cool.
Why? Because Jazz has got us free entry.
No, look, we're going to have fun. Everyone's going to be there.
Just warning you, I may be forced to get trolleyed.
Oh, no.
What?
Oh, I don't believe it. Hiya.
Oh, Ed, hi.
All right, Emma.
You all right?
What are you doing here?
Oh, I'm here with Otty, you know, from Dax.
Oh, yeah.
And some of her Polish friends.
Yeah, sure.
What about you?
We're meeting Jazza and Stu and all of that crowd.
Oh, right, yeah. We got to stop meeting like this, hey?
Yeah.
Can't keep turning up at the same places.
No. Look, we should join the end of the queue for Canada.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll probably see you in there.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Bye.
Okay, see you later.
Yeah, see ya. Oh, God.
Oh, do you reckon she's following us?
Oh, I don't know. But maybe we should go somewhere else.
Why?
Well, you're not very up for it, and it's just a bit awkward, isn't it?
Well, because Emma's here. So what? It doesn't matter, does it?
No, I guess...
I thought you said we were going to have fun.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, all right then. So we're going in, aren't we?
Are you coming to bed soon?
Yes. Just tidying up a bit.
Rory's out for the count.
Yeah, see?
I think he might actually manage to exhaust himself up with all the swashbuckling and running up the rigging.
Lillian certainly had scored a hit with a pirate costume.
Hmm?
Fingers crossed we might get through the night without a wet bed.
Yeah, well, let's hope so. Okay, well, I'm going to hit the sack.
All right.
I'll see you in a bit.
Yeah. Oh, Brian?
Hmm?
You seem to be doing a lot more work on the farm at the moment.
What do you mean?
Well, you told me you wanted to reduce your workload, but you seem to be taking on more and more.
Do I?
You're not trying to take over, are you?
Take over? What?
Because you know how hard Adam's worked on the farm, and after everything that's happened, we probably wouldn't still be here if it wasn't for him.
I know. Jenny, where's this coming from?
I just don't want you undermining him.
Well, whatever gave you that idea?
Well, please tell me you're not trying to sideline him.
Jenny.
Because whether it was ever officially decided or not, Adams had to take over the management.
Honestly, I'm not.
And I still need your help, Brian. You've got a little boy to look after.
Yes, darling, I know, really. God, the only reason I might be a bit more hands-on is because,
Yes?
Well, I suppose I'm actually enjoying myself. A bit of money in farming now. It's exciting. It's got absolutely nothing to do with undermining Adam or trying to take over.
So you're happy for him to carry on running things?
Of course.
Even if you are enjoying yourself?
Well, there's just a buzz around. Feels like Farmy's finally entering a new era. It's good for us, it's good for Adam.
Okay.
But I have no desire to start fiddling around the day-to-day management.
I just know what you're like.
Really, Jenny, why would I want to bother? I mean, as you say, I've got Rory now.
Hmm. I do need you to keep helping me.
I know you do. And I'm quite content for Adam to help me by looking after the farm.
Are you going to put that away soon?
Yeah, it won't be long.
It's not very sociable, you know. The computer's meant for the office, not for the bedroom.
But you read your novels.
Yeah, I know, but...
I'll only be a minute.
What are you working on, anyway?
Oh, just some documents Annabelle emailed me.
Really?
Yeah, it's for a lease that's going through next week.
She must be a very domineering woman.
Hmm?
Well, to have you hard at it at this time of night.
Oh, Annabelle. Well, she's a workaholic. Great girl to have on the board, but... yeah, she's a bit hard going.
Brian said she was very dynamic.
Did he?
Hmm. He told me she was the kind of woman who'd make you believe anything is possible.
Only if it's to do with the bottom line.
Oh?
But if that's what it does for Brian...
She must have something.
No, I mean, he's right. She's very good. Brilliant with facts and figures, but... Well, that's the trouble with these brainiacs, isn't it? They only come to life when they're talking their thing.
Mm, is that so?
There. All done.
You're still selling number one, the green, though.
Oh, yeah. The board's going up outside tomorrow.
So she still managed to persuade you to do that?
Yeah. Anyway, enough of dreary Ms. Scrivener. The laptop's gone away. Now what can I do for you?
I'm just going to get a drink. Yeah. Get over yourself.
Ow! Oh!
Hey, watch it! I'm sorry.
Emma.
Mind your toe. No, did I hurt?
No, it's all right. It's all right.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. It's just a bit crowded, isn't it?
Yeah, it's okay.
You sure?
Yeah. You all right?
What?
He said, are you having a good time?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, not bad. I like the DJ.
He's okay.
Hey?
What about your friends?
I think they're enjoying it.
Fallon, I think Stu wants you.
What? All right. Hold on a minute.
Yeah, sure.
What about you, Ed? You having a good time?
Yeah, it's banging. I saw you dancing with that bloke over there. Who is he?
No one really. I just met him.
Oh, yeah?
Not sure I like him that much.
Right.
Ed, you haven't got Stu's Rizzlers, have you?
No, I told him.
They're going outside for smoke. I said we might be going.
What?
Well, I think you should take me home. I've had enough.
Oh, okay.
Haven't you?
Well,
Anyway, look, you've got to be up early. I don't want you to go to sleep on me straight away.
Oh, right.
I'll see you then.
Okay, yeah.
Bye, Fallon.
Yeah, look, you have a good time with that new man of yours.
You what?
The guy you were dancing with. He's pretty fit.
Yeah, I guess.
What's his name?
Zach, I think.
Oh, he's hot.
Fallon.
He seems keen on you. Hope you've been making him buy you all your drinks.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. I thought you wanted to go.
So what do you reckon? Are you going to make his night?
Fallon.
Yeah, I don't know.
You can't ask her that.
Why not? He's cute. Have you snogged him yet?
Okay.
Just tell me.
No.
But do you fancy him?
Fallon. No, I'm taking you home.
Well, I suppose he's quite good looking.
Oh, so you might consider...
Well, we'll see what happens, won't we?
Yeah, you go get him, girl.
Come on.
Patience.
Yeah, I'll see you, Em.
Yeah, bye, Ed.
Hey, bye, Emma. And don't you let him get away.
Okay, all set.
Bye, guys. Be good for Will.
Right.
They're all yours now. Have fun.
Yeah, I'm sure we will. I got plenty planned. Sausages and smiley faces for tea.
Ooh.
Ice cream with cracking chocolate.
That's fab.
And then we might have a bit of a boogie.
Wow, maybe I shouldn't go out tonight and come with you instead.
Oh, maybe.
Oh, I might.
No, you go and have a great time with your friends.
Oh, all right then.
You look terrific, by the way.
Thanks.
love this skirt.
Yeah, it's nice.
It's been lying at the bottom of the laundry basket for the last 3 weeks.
Oh, that reminds me. About the money.
No, Will.
Look, Steve gave me mate rates for fixing the washing machine.
But I told you.
And he only charged me trade for the new part. Look, you really don't have to pay me back.
Will, I don't want any favours. You do enough for me already.
Well,
you better go. You're being called.
All right.
Yeah. Okay, sweetheart.
Any idea when you'll be over to pick him up?
Oh, I'm not too sure.
Well, don't feel you need to rush anyway. I can have him as long as you like.
Oh, thanks.
Love you.
I love you too. Enjoy yourselves. Have fun, you two.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, come on, load up. One of these days we'll invest in a new computer.
When did you see the sign going up?
Oh, only this morning.
So it can only have just gone on sale?
Well, I suppose.
Oh, it'd be so great. Oh, they're such lovely little houses.
Oh, it is nice.
And right in the middle of Ambridge.
I can just see you and Roy living there. And the new baby.
Oh, I wonder how much it's on for.
So do I. Oh, he sold it to Matt, 3 years ago now. And he did quite a bit of work to it.
Hope it hasn't gone up too much.
We'd be able to find out if I could just get online. Oh, it's been so slow.
Oh, Emma? Emma, is that you?
Yeah, hold on.
Oh, finally. There you go.
You in here? Oh, hello.
Evening.
Oh, hi. You all right?
Yeah, good, sir. When did you get home last night?
Hey.
Must have been about 3:30 when I heard you come in.
Sorry, I didn't mean to wait you.
Did you go out last night?
Yeah. Went to Sanctum, you know, down Froggate.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know. You couldn't have been there at 3 a.m.
No, then I went back to Otty's.
Oh, Emma.
We had pizza.
You must be exhausted. Did you get to Ruth and David's on time?
Yes, it was fine.
Didn't know if I should wake you before I left.
Right, Mum.
And decided not to.
Please, just stop going on.
Had to ask your dad to give George his breakfast.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, why won't this connect? Oh, Christopher! Are you on the internet? Oh, I'm sorry about this, Hayley.
It's okay, Susan.
Oh, Christopher, can you get off your computer, please? I need to go online.
I crept into the house so quietly.
She's probably awake, worrying about where you were.
Yeah, probably.
Did you have a good night, though?
Well,
got to tell you, you look like you do. Cheers. What happened? Were you out with anyone else?
Oh, Hayley.
Hey? What's the matter?
I'd be such an idiot.
Well, what happened?
I didn't go back for pizza last night.
No?
No, I went back to this guy's flat.
Oh.
I don't know what I was thinking. I'd had so much to drink, Hayley. I didn't even really fancy him that much.
Right, let's try again.
You okay, you two?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, what are you looking at?
Oh, your old house is up for sale. Hayley's hoping they'll be able to buy it. Oh,
wow, that'd be cool.
See how much it is first.
Oh, it'd be lovely if you did, though. The new baby could go in Christopher's old room and Phoebe could have Emma's.
Mind, it'd be a shame not to have you living next door.
Oh, well. Yeah, it's a big old house for Mike to be in all on his own. Oh, here we go.
Oh, I so want a house of our own, though.
Yeah, of course you do.
So, and we've been looking for so long. It's barely been anything we can afford nearby. So, let alone right in the middle of Ambridge.
Here we go.
Oh, can you imagine having the shop and the pub just across the green? And the playground only up the road?
Or... No. What are we looking for? Properties for sale. 3 bedrooms. Lowest price first.
Please don't let it be too expensive.
Knowing Matt, he'll be looking to make a good profit.
You've got to scroll down.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Stop,
no.
Stop.
There it is.
Oh, yeah, the Green Ambridge.
175,000. Is that too much? It's more than we wanted to spend.
Oh, sorry, Hayley.
Well, you never know. We might be able to stretch to it.
I'll have to tell Neil. He'll want to know how much Matt is making.
Oh, it's so frustrating. But even if it was just 10 grand cheaper.
It'd be perfect for you, wouldn't it?
I know.
Oh, dear.
Well, there must be some way we can afford it.
Mum, come on through.
I thought you might like some casserole. Your father got hold of some rabbits.
Yeah, sure.
They need using.
Oh, hello, you two.
Hello.
Sorry, I didn't realise.
No worries. Yeah, get out to me. I'll have it for my tea tomorrow. You all right, you two? Oh, is it time for ice cream?
Yeah, ice cream.
Is Nick here?
No, it's a friend of hers birthday.
Oh.
Yeah, they've gone out for a girls' night out in town. Hey, come on, Jake. You still got a bit of sausage left. I mean, you're welcome to stay.
Oh, well, okay.
Have a seat.
Oh.
Go on, let's finish that up first.
I saw George and Emma earlier today. She was buying some paracetamol from the shop.
Oh, yeah?
Are you still going to bring him over 2 hours on Saturday?
Yeah, if you like.
Well, of course.
Oh, I was going to tell Dad, actually. I saw a whole load of mistletoe down in Leader's Wood today.
Oh, right.
Oh.
Ice cream.
Yeah, in a minute. I just need to answer my phone.
Oh, well, I'll get it, love.
Oh, well, it's in the freezer.
Let's see, shall we? Ice cream, your favourite, then?
Yeah.
What about Mia? Does she like it? I make ice cream, you know.
Really?
It's my job. We get the cream from the cows and we put it in a great big mixer and it goes round and round and round and gets colder and colder and colder. There we are. And when we open it up, there's lots of lovely scrummy ice cream.
Do you eat it?
Sometimes I'm naughty and I dip my finger in, but most of it goes in pots so other people can eat it. Is everything all right, love?
Sounds like we might have some poachers up at the chute.
Oh, no.
Yeah, there have been headlights up there.
Do you need to go and have a look?
Well, I can I? Not with the kids here. I'll have to call round, see if there's anyone else who can check it out.
But I can stay here if you want.
Hey?
Yeah, if you need to go, I can look after the children.
Oh, really?
Yes, of course. I mean, your dad and your granddad are down the pub anyway. I was only going to watch telly.
Oh, are you sure?
Yeah. You get on. I'll finish giving them their tea.
Honestly, Emma, we've all done things we regret.
I know.
And you were safe, weren't you?
Yeah.
So you don't need to worry about being pregnant or catching anything.
You know, I just feel really grubby, though.
It was a one-night stand. It happens. That's a nice time.
Oh, Tar.
Just don't beat yourself up about it.
You know, I left as soon as we'd... I just picked up my stuff and went. I mean, how cheap is that?
Emma.
And then having to creep past George's room when I got back.
Okay, so you're not very proud. But you and I both know you're not normally like that.
I guess.
And we both know the reason why it happened.
Do we?
Because of the breakup with Callum.
Oh.
I mean, that is the reason, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
There's nothing or nobody else that's upsetting you.
No. No, you're right, it's Callum. I guess I just hadn't realised how bad it made me feel about myself.
Oh, well, in that case, don't let him. He's really not worth a headache.
Yeah, that's true.
And as for this bloke last night, just forget about him.
Yeah, at least I didn't give him my phone number. Mum?
Would you like a drink or anything? I was just going to make a cup of tea.
Yeah, no, Tar.
Hayley?
I'm okay, thank you.
Sure.
Yeah. I need to be getting home. Want to tell Roy about the house?
Oh, Roy, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll be off then.
All right.
Oh, are you going to Phil and Jill's anniversary party tomorrow?
Yeah, it will be there.
I am looking forward to it. I suppose you've got used to being up at Lower Loxley.
Oh, I guess. It's still very impressive.
Well, we'll see you tomorrow then.
Sure. Emma,
hmm?
We'll go out sometime soon, yeah. Maybe next week. Just you and me.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
No staying out, mind. Till 3 a.m. She's having a baby.
Oh, no. See you then.
Yeah.
Take care, Hayley.
See ya.
No, it's no bother. William was going to stay, but I insisted.
Oh, he's still out then.
Yeah, but it's been all right, hasn't it, Jake?
Yeah!
We've been playing lots of games. He's a great dancer, isn't he? Real little John Travolta.
Aw, I hope they haven't exhausted you.
No.
Is Mia upstairs?
Yes, she went down about an hour ago.
I see. Well, that's great.
Oh, you're going to show Mummy your picture, Jake?
Okay.
He's done a lovely drawing of you. There, look.
I did it with Chloe.
Is that me?
And that's me. And that's Mia.
And who's that?
Will.
Isn't it lovely?
Oh, it's wonderful.
He really likes drawing, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah, he's always scribbling on something. I have to stop him putting crayons all over the kitchen table.
You don't draw on the furniture, do you?
No.
He does. He's very naughty.
Do you know, Jake, once upon a time, William drew all over our Edward's face with felt tips.
Oh, dear.
Didn't come off for a week.
Hello?
Oh.
Mum?
Oh, love, you're back.
Hiya.
Nick? Oh, I'm sorry, did Mum explain?
Yeah,
well, we had to get the police out. There are poachers up in the wood.
Well, it's...
I thought I'd only have to leave the kids for an hour or so.
It's fine.
We've had a nice night.
I think they've enjoyed themselves.
It's been fun, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Anyway, I'll leave you to it now. Get off home, find out what state your father's in.
Okay, Mum.
Well, bye-bye, Jake.
Bye, Clubby.
Thanks again.
No, it's all right. And I'll see you and George on Saturday, William, then.
Yeah, OK.
Oh, we'll be able to tell you all about Jellyville Archer's party. Good night, then.
Night, Clary.
See ya. What happened there, then?
Don't ask me. Did you say something to her?
No. I was surprised when she said she'd look after the kids.
I know.
Then when I saw you both sitting there together...
No, it was fine. We were having a really nice chat.
I like Chloe. You think she's nice?
Well, I think she liked you too.
I think she did, Jake. I can't believe it. My mum might actually be chilling out.
Ruth, your coat.
Thanks, Nigel.
Of course, the original Shire horse come over with William the Conqueror.
Is that so?
Yeah, they was the only ones who could carry the heaviest armour.
Well, I don't know about that, but I did learn that for all sorts of jobs, they're more cost-effective than a vehicle.
Is that true?
Yeah, particularly in congested city centres.
Nigel?
So we might be seeing Shire horses back on the streets of Feldisham again soon.
Oh, you're not still going on about your course, are you?
I'm meeting and greeting just like you told me to.
Sounds like you really got the hang of ploughing.
Yeah.
Please, darling, do you think you could find out where Kenton's got to?
Has he not arrived with the picture yet?
No, not yet. What was that you were saying about trusting him, David?
Oh, sorry.
Well, somebody else will have to do the coats for me.
No, I can ring him if you want me to.
Yeah, whoever. Just hurry up. Mum and Dad will be here soon.
Mm. Oh, too late.
Oh.
Hello. Oh.
Hello.
Hi. Mum, Dad.
Oh, Jill. Oh. Wow, you look wonderful.
Yeah, thank you.
Dad.
David.
Happy anniversary.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
Come here, darling. This is so exciting.
Evening, Nigel.
Hi, Phil. How are you?
I'm very well.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
Ruth's right, Mum. You know, that is a fabulous dress.
Doesn't she look beautiful? Elizabeth.
Hi, darling.
I bought it from a shop Lillian goes to.
Oh, I see.
May I take your shawl for you?
Oh, thank you.
Evening, Bert.
Ah, Bert. Good to see you.
Frieda's got you a card. She's inside talking to Christine.
Oh, right.
Well, maybe you'd like
to... But I've got something for you.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Yeah, I've written you one of my poems.
Oh.
It's just here in my pocket. It's called A Golden Harvest.
Bert, I'm really sorry, but would you mind hanging on? It's just there's lots of people waiting to see Mum and Dad.
Oh, no.
Thanks, that's really kind. Nigel, do you think you could show Mum and Dad through?
I thought you wanted to meet...
It's all right. I'll do that.
Do what?
Nothing.
No. What have you got planned? Now, as you mentioned, there might be surprises.
Well, if there are, then they're going to be a surprise to all of us.
Well, come on, this way.
Bert, will you accompany me?
Oh, good, yes. Oh, you pleasure.
See you in a bit. Now, let's see if I can coax Kenton out of hiding.
Well, he won't answer when I call. Only he could mess this up.
Well, we don't know what's happened yet.
Is that a new phone?
Yeah, I'm still learning how to use it. Let's see...
Hold on, David.
Hmm?
You don't need to bother.
Oh, Kenton.
Hi, guys. Now, I hope you've got a sense of humour.
Well, I think you've done very well to put the hedge in so quickly.
With your help.
And the ball.
Oh, yeah. Well, hopefully he's losing his bad habits. Proper fencing sticks aren't so easy to push over as the plastic ones.
Hey, up.
Hi, Eddie.
Cracking spread, ain't it?
Yeah, very nice.
And china plates, too.
Eh?
You just ate those paper ones. The way they start to fold up if you put too much grub on.
Well, you're certainly chucking in.
Well, all I can say is it's a lot swankier than we had for our reception.
Yeah?
We had it in a hotel in Crudley. That was a buffet as well.
Doesn't sound too bad.
Oh, no. Back then, we thought it was quite posh.
I'm trying to think what we had at our wedding.
By the way, have you seen David?
No. No, not for a while.
No, me. Or Kenton and Elizabeth.
They should get over here and they're missing out.
Shula's with Kathy by the window.
Oh. I wonder where they are.
You could have just told us. At least then I could have called the photographer.
Honestly, Elizabeth, there was nothing you could do.
You are an idiot, Kenton.
Yes, I know. I thought I'd be able to put it right. I begged them to change it.
How could you get the measurements wrong?
It was easily done. Who uses inches anymore?
Photographers, obviously.
Look, really, it's the gold paper. When it's not wrapped up, it doesn't seem half so big.
Well, I have to say, you've done a very nice job.
Yeah, and the picture itself. It's great. I mean, we all look terrific.
Yeah, when they hang it up, it'll be like we're in the room. This isn't funny, David.
Yeah, come on, Elizabeth, it's not that bad. Yeah, okay, so it's a little oversized.
A little?
Yeah, but what would you rather do? Give Mum and Dad nothing?
They're going to love it.
Yeah, and if they don't, then we'll get it altered.
Kenton, if you've ruined Mum and Dad's anniversary present, I'm going to take your picture and I'm going to throw darts at it.
That seems fair enough.
And then I'm going to throw them at you.
That less so.
Yeah, listen, in the meantime, are we going to give it to Mum and Dad or not?
We had to do an obstacle course, you see.
Oh, yes.
We're guiding the horse around, just using our voices and the ploughman's lines. Well, Toby was very good at that.
Was he?
Oh, yes. And then we learnt how to fit the harness and the plough set.
So you're all prepared then?
Oh, I think so. I just need a shire of mine.
Not horses again.
Oh, Ruth, I thought you were Lizzie.
No.
Hello, love.
Where did you get to? We keep getting whisked away from each other.
Yeah, I was talking with Eddie.
Have you spoken to John and Carol, by the way?
Oh, yes. Did they tell you?
Anna Louise's moving.
To Cardiff with her new partner. Yes, I know.
Who's that?
Anna Louise Tregoran, my goddaughter.
Oh, right.
Ah, Phil, Jill, at last. Oh. I thought this might be an opportune moment to read my poetry.
Oh, right.
Yes.
What was it called again?
A Golden Harvest. On account of how tending to your crop is like tending to a marriage. If you sow it in the right soil and give it the love and attention it needs.
Yes.
Well, you get the idea. Here goes.
What on earth?
Hey? Sorry.
What have you got there? That's not...
Shush, everyone, please. Quiet.
That's not for us.
I'm afraid we made a little mistake when we ordered it.
Kenton made a mistake when he ordered it.
If it's too big, just tell us and we'll order you a smaller one.
I'm sorry. Yeah,
there wasn't time to get it altered.
Yes, all right.
Well, let's see what it is first.
Here's the card to go with it. It's from all the family.
Do you want to...
Well, I think it's large enough for us both to open it.
Yes. Yeah, go on.
Okay. Goodness, look at that.
Gosh, is that everyone?
When did you have this done?
A couple of weeks ago.
But you do like it, don't you? It's not too big.
Well, it is quite large.
No, darling, I think it's wonderful.
So, well, you can't take the credit for the nosh, then?
No, afraid not. It's a private catering firm that does all the big functions. I'm just responsible for the cafe.
Hey! I suppose you read about that chef of yours.
What?
Oh, you know, what's his name? It was in the paper. Oh, come on, I can't think.
Owen.
Owen, of course. Did you see him?
Yes.
Thought it, eh? It's always the quiet ones, isn't it?
Yeah. Kenton, there you are.
Oh, sweetheart. You all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. You?
I'm saved. Mum and Dad actually like the picture.
Really?
Well, that's what they said.
Right, I think I'll get myself another beer. Can I get you good people anything?
No, thanks, Eddie.
No.
Right, you are?
Yeah, and so far Elizabeth hasn't tried to pin me to the dartboard, so all in all, it's going pretty well.
Good.
Are you sure you're okay?
Yeah, I'm all right. Eddie was just...
What?
No, it doesn't matter. We agreed. We're not going to think about that tonight.
Why? Is he...
No. He was talking about the article in the paper.
Oh.
But it's fine.
Are you sure? If you want to go home...
No, it's okay. I'm having a good time. It's a wonderful evening.
Oh, good. Well, I'm pleased you're enjoying it.
Have you given your mum and dad your present yet?
Ah, no.
Well,
not yet.
Come on then. Let's go and give it them now.
Oh, that's better.
It's nice to get the weight off your feet.
Yeah, they're an exhausting business, these golden wedding anniversaries.
And we haven't even cut the cake yet.
No.
Do you think we'll be able to find space for the picture?
Well, I have to put a couple of firm screws in to hold it up.
Poor Kenton. He must have been in such trouble.
It's a terrific picture, though.
Yes. And doesn't Pip look grown up?
Yeah, I know.
I could hardly believe it.
I think they all look great. We didn't do a bad job, did we?
No. I can still remember your face when I told you we were having twins. Panicking, but trying to pretend everything was fine.
Well, I remember your face just after you had them.
Shattered, I expect.
Radiant. Never seen a more beautiful sight in my life.
Oh, Phil.
Oh, excuse me.
Oh, Kenton.
Hello, love.
Oh, I'm sorry. We don't want to intrude.
No, no.
I've got something for you.
Not another present.
Well, just a little one. It's kind of related to the picture. Here, have a look.
How exciting all this is.
Yeah. So, since she couldn't be on the family portrait...
Oh, look, Phil. It's a photo of Muriel.
Oh.
Isn't she lovely?
Oh, yes.
Mel, email me the picture.
Well, thank you, Kenton. That's really great.
I can't wait to see her.
How are you both? Are you having a nice evening?
It's super.
Well, we were just reflecting, weren't we? I mean, I know Mary can't be here, but we're so lucky to have most of the family.
Especially all our children and their partners.
You all look so happy tonight.
It makes us very proud.
Oh, bless you.
Ah, Phil, Jill. Oh, I couldn't see you in round here.
Well, we thought we'd have a little sit down.
Now, this is probably a good moment for me to read my poem to you.
Oh, yes, all right.
Mum, Dad.
Oh, Elizabeth.
I need you. We're going to do the speeches.
Oh, yes, okay.
Oh.
Well, I'm sorry, Bert.
No, you go on, do what you need to.
Well, I'll tell you what, why don't we take the poem with us?
Yes, then we can read it when we can appreciate it properly.
Oh, well, if that's what you prefer.
Well, it's probably best.
Yeah, and then they'll be able to keep it and read it whenever they want.
Oh, all right then.
Well, thank you. That's very kind of you, Bert.
Okay, here, take your champagne and follow me.
Right.
So do you think something like this will do for our golden wedding anniversary?
Oh, hold your horses. We've got to get to our silver one yet.
Would be nice, though, wouldn't it?
You'd better speak to Elizabeth, then. I'm sure she's taking bookings for 2038.
Oh, hello, you two.
Hello, Dad.
You're right.
Yes, thank you.
Excuse me, everyone. Could we have your attention?
We just wanted to say a few words in tribute to our very special guests.
Yeah.
And they really will be only a few, because I can't think of many words that can properly sum up my in-laws.
Oh, go on, give it a try.
From my days as a young Don Juan visiting Brookfield, to today, taking the twins round to visit their grandparents at Glebe Cottage, the love they so clearly have for one another has always made a powerful impression on me. What's more, it's a love they've never kept to themselves. It's shared with their children, with their family, and their friends beyond. Yeah. It's a relationship that has endured for 50 years, and I think holds a special place in so many of our hearts.
Oh, Nigel, I think I might cry.
No, come here.
So would you please raise your glasses to the happy couple, to a fantastic holiday, and an even more sparkling future together. To Phil and Jill.
The Archers was written by Tim Stimson and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Julie Beckett and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.